Hi everyone, I'm Masaru from Utah State University. In our group, recently we are working on developing pentone needle heat pulse probe. So today I want to talk about one application of this pentone needle heat pulse probe, estimation of evaporation rate from subsurface drying front. The pentone needle heat pulse probe has five needles. One is located at the center, it is heater needle, and other four thermistor needle located in spacing of 6.5 millimeter from heater needle. Heater generate heat pulse, and thermistors measure temperature rises. And by analyzing that temperature data, soil thermal properties like thermal conductivity, thermal diffusivity, heat capacity can be estimated. And also, two-dimensional soil water flux can be estimated. And recently, like Xiao presented in this session, one new feature of heat pulse probe was introduced. That is subsurface evaporation rate estimation based on heat balance method. Here is an example of in case of using three needle heat pulse probe. Three thermistors are located in three depths, and sensible heat flux into this area and going out from this area can be calculated from this equation. So of course, temperature can be measured by thermistors, and this thermal conductivity can be estimated by heat pulse probe measurement. And also, the sensible heat storage change in this area can be calculated from this equation. The heat capacity can be also estimated from heat pulse probe measurement. So by using this subsurface energy balance equation, the residual of incoming sensible heat flux and change of sensible heat storage will be the latent heat of vaporization. So this is a typical three needle heat pulse probe used in Iowa group, and that have 6 millimeter spacing like this. And this is pentone needle heat pulse probe. By rotating it in 27.3 degrees, the vertical interval of thermistors can be 2.98 millimeter, almost 3 millimeter uniform interval. And as Xiao presented, the Iowa group also developed this small spacing heat pulse probe at the surface area. The objective of this study is to apply the pentone needle heat pulse probe in conjunction with the heat balance method for determination of subsurface evaporation rates. A laboratory evaporation experiment was conducted to test the heat balance method. So here is the laboratory experiment. An evaporation experiment was carried out in the temperature-controlled chamber. The air temperature was constant, controlled at 30 degrees Celsius, and the change of relative humidity was 25 to 30%. Ottawa sand was packed in a 10 centimeter diameter and 15 centimeter long column in a bulk density of 1.7 gram per cubic centimeter. To minimize the horizontal temperature gradient, outer soil column of diameter of 15 centimeter was covered that in this inner soil column. Between outer and inner column, the same Ottawa sand was packed with the same bulk density. And also they are insulated in the side and the bottom like this. The heat pulse probe was installed at the top, and thermocouples are installed at several depths. For the initial condition of this experiment, the sand was fully saturated at first and then drained from the bottom to make the hydrostatic equilibrium condition. And initial condition of soil temperature was almost same as air temperature, 30 degrees Celsius. And evaporation rate itself, evaporation amount itself is measured by this scale. Temperature and scale measurement were carried out every 5 minutes, and pentaneedle heat pulse probe measurement were every 1 hour. Here's the result of experiments. The upper figure showing the scale measured cumulative evaporation and also evaporation rate calculated from this cumulative one. And lower figure showing the time change of soil temperatures measured by thermocouples. So black one is 1 centimeter, here is 2, 5, 10, 15 centimeter. From the beginning of experiment until 5.8 days, the almost constant rate evaporation was continued. That is stage one evaporation. And after 5.8 days, evaporation rate decreased rapidly like this. This is stage two evaporation. Because our interest is subsurface evaporation, so we are going to focus on this stage two evaporation. And about the soil temperature, at the beginning of evaporation, the temperature dropped rapidly from the beginning of initial of 30 degrees Celsius, for example, 25 degrees Celsius. And during the stage one evaporation, the temperatures are almost constant. And after stage two evaporation started, the temperature increased like this and back to the original close to original values. Thermal properties are estimated from heat pulse probe measurement. So the temperature data after generating heat pulse were measured for 120 seconds for each thermistor, like for these 4 thermistors. And thermal properties were optimized by fitting data using an analytical solution. So this solid line is analytical solution and plot is measured data. Then we will get we got the thermal conductivity and thermal diffusivity. This one is showing time change of estimated thermal conductivity. because lambda 1 is located upper of the soil, it is drier than lower. The thermal conductivity is lower than lambda 4. And around 7 days, all of fourth thermal conductivities are almost 0.3 and uniform. That means the drying front is going below this heat pulse probe area. And this area is pretty dry. So here is a calculated subsurface evaporation rate by using heat balance method. From the temperature data of top three thermistors, this layer one, evaporation rate in this layer one can be calculated. That is this red line. And same way, from center three thermistors, subsurface evaporation rate in layer two can be calculated, and also for same for layer three. The peak of subsurface evaporation rate of each layer is the date of peak is so first layer is 6 days, second layer is 6.5 days, and third layer is 6.8 days. And this is consistent with this heat pulse probe area is dry after 7 days. So layer three evaporation is the peak of layer three evaporation is before 7 days. And this black line is total subsurface evaporation rate as a summation of this red, blue, green line. The trend of this summation is almost close to this scale-based evaporation rate, but it's slightly underestimated. So here is a cumulative evaporation rate during stage two. Black line is scale-based cumulative evaporation. Blue line is heat pulse probe-based evaporation amount. So as we can see, the heat pulse probe based evaporation rate underestimated the actual evaporation amount. The underestimation after 7 days, one reason is drying front passes below heat pulse probe area. The reason for underestimation between 5.8 to 7 days is what we call undetectable zone at the soil surface. That the underestimation of this area was almost 30%. And that's this area's underestimation can continue like this. So the undetectable zone means soil between soil surface and first layer in this area. So to improve the estimation of subsurface evaporation, we need to reduce this undetectable zone near the soil surface using smaller needle spacing, like Shao presented in this session. Here is a summary. PHPP-based subsurface evaporation rate estimates underestimated scale-based evaporation rate during stage 2 evaporation. Evaporation estimates from the PHPP between 5.8 to 7 days were 30% of measured values. Improved evaporation estimates can be achieved by minimizing the near surface undetectable zone using higher spatial resolution temperature measurement. So, as a future work, now we are conducting a laboratory experiment using diurnal atmospheric boundary conditions. The PHPP can be used as a multi-purpose research tool combining soil evaporation monitoring with estimates of soil water flux, like in case of irrigation or precipitation. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. I think we have time for one question.
I'll work on getting the next presentation loaded. And there's a presentation here. I'll get it.
So
I'll take care of it.
Thermal capacity of the system at each layer was changing due to water quantity, right?
Yes.
How did you count it? You didn't measure water quantity.
Water content is really not measured, but water content can be estimated from thermal conductivity change or heat capacity changes.